This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihil kareem. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin wa ba'd. Our respected brothers, elders, sisters, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Carrying on regarding the life of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. In the virtue of Abu Dharr, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in this ummah, if you want to see the zuhud, the abstinence from the dunya of Isa alayhi salatu salam, then look at Abu Dharr al-Ghifari. If you want to see a man who has no attachment with the dunya at all, it is Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu in this ummah. And we mentioned how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu some beautiful nasihas. Today I want to speak also about how Abu Dharr gave other people beautiful nasihas. So Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu went for Hajj. So when people found out Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu is at Hajj, people came around. He's the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they surrounded him and they asked Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. They said, oh, Abu Dharr, give us some advices. You know, give us some advices which will benefit us. So Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu gave him some advices, and the first thing he said, make a pilgrimage to Mecca for your dire needs. When you go to Mecca, you're in Mecca, you're at Hajj, go there and make the dua from the inner. And this is a place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not turn you away. He said, fast in the hottest days in contemplation of the horrific day when you will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fast in the hottest days, where you can envisage how it will be on that day when the sun will be at a mile's distance. The floor will be made out of metal, steel, and people will be drowning. Not because of water, but because of how much they will be sweating. That's how hot that day will be. The Messenger of Allah said some people will be drowning to their ankles, some to their hips, others will be totally and utterly drowned. SubhanAllah, imagine this. Just imagine it. That you will sweat, according to how sinful you have been in this dunya, you will sweat on that day so much that you will drown in your own sweat. La ilaha illallah. Allah protect us all. So he said, fast in the hottest days. So to a degree you can realize what that, which we can't really, but you can feel in essence, slightly, how it will be on the day of judgment. He said, pray 2 rakats in the darkness of the night. Contemplation of bewilderment, loneliness, and the darkness of the grave. So turn off the lights when it is very dark. Pray 2 rakats and imagine that you are in your grave. Imagine that you are in your grave. It is actually a very good practice that at night time that you go over what you have done during the day, do a muhasabah, and how you can improve the next day. But it's also a very good thing to do is that when the light is off, imagine that now you are lying, like you're lying in your bed, but a day will come that you and I will be lying in our grave. No light, no switch. The only thing which will illuminate that grave is our actions. Our actions will be our switch on that day. He said, either say something good or remain silent, pondering on awesome age-long standing in the grim silence of the day of resurrection. Either say something worthwhile or remain quiet. Just think about your akhirah. When one day will be equivalent to 500 years. And not 500 years of this world, but 500 years of the hereafter. Spend your money in charity so perhaps you can escape its trials. Make this world a setting for two types of conferences. One to seek the benefit of the hereafter, and the other to seek what is permissible. Should there be a third criteria of meeting, they will be of harm and of no benefit to you, finally. So, this dunya is for two things, either for the hereafter or either to seek that which is permissible for you. He said, look to your money and divide it into two categories. One dirham you spend on your family, and the second dirham you give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, if you have a third dirham, there's no good in it. And this was Abu Dharr. The Messenger of Allah said, if you want to see the abstinence of Isa alayhi salatu salam amongst this ummah, then look at Abu Dharr. And this was Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu's fiqh on this issue. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu believed that if you had a penny over your basic needs, you must give it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by the end of the day, if you got any extra money, you fed yourself, you fed your family. If you got anything extra, you need to give it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where he got this from was that when he was with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Messenger of Allah said, oh Abu Dharr, if I had equivalent to the mountain of Uhud, now the mountain of Uhud goes on for miles and miles and miles, I would do this with it, and I would do this with it, and I would do this with it. He indicated with his hands, meaning I would give it in the path of Allah. By a day or two, I would have nothing left. So Abu Dharr embodied this. So when Islam began to spread, and the riches of the other countries came to the Muslims, Abu Dharr was in Damascus. So Damascus was the outpost. So Makkah and Medina actually became very small compared to the outpost, because they grew, everybody went there, all the wealth came to those places. So he's there. So the governor of Damascus is Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. So now Abu Dharr, because that's his opinion, you can't keep anything extra, he would go around, and especially to all the leaders, he would say, look, this big house, give in the path of Allah. This extra money you got, give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until him and Muawiyah radiallahu anhu had a debate, and he would go into their offices and he would make, you know, he would pull them up and he would say, that which you have extra, you need to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his opinion, where did he get it from? See, this verse, which I'm going to read now, for the vast majority of the scholars, they say it's regarding zakat. This is regarding zakat. But Abu Dharr said, no, it's not regarding zakat, it's regarding any penny that you have access, you have extra, you need to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, inna kathira min al-ahbari wal-ruhmani, laya'kuluna amwala nasi bil-batil, wa yasudduna an sabilillah, wal-ladhina yaknidhuna al-dhahaba wal-fidhata, wa la yunfiqunaha fi sabilillah, fabashirhum bi-adhab. He would say, oh, you who believe, Allah said in the Quran, oh, you who believe, indeed, many of the ahbar, the preachers, the priests, and this can encompass the Jewish and the Christians, were ruhman and the monks, they eat the wealth of the people bil batil, in falsehood. And they stop people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِذُونَ ضَحْبَ وَالْفِضَّةِ, and those who hoard gold and silver and do not spend it in the path of Allah, فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِأَذَابٍ, give them glad tidings, and that's a kind of a glad tiding, not really glad tidings. Give them glad tidings that Allah will punish them on the Day of Judgment. And then Allah goes to mention how that Allah will punish them. Now, according to the vast majority of the mufassirin, the muhaddithin, the ulama, this is regarding zakat. Abu Dharr said, no. This is regarding any penny you have extra. You need to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he read this verse to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, Muawiyah said, no, you misunderstood this. Allah here is saying, inna kathiran min al-ahbari wa rahman. Allah is not speaking about the Muslims. Allah is speaking about the Jews and the Christians and the monks, etc., not about the Muslims. Abu Dharr said, yes, the verse speaks about the Ahbar and the Rahman, but how does Allah start it? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu inna kathiran min al-ahbari wa rahman. O you who believe, many of the Ahbar and the Rahman do this. So although he's informing you about the Jews and the Christians, but in reality, Allah is speaking to the believers. So these debates took place between him, Muawiyah, and the others until Muawiyah got tired. Now this is in the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu. So he sent a letter to Uthman, who was in Medina, and he said, look, you know, Abu Dharr is giving us a difficult time. Call him. So Uthman radiallahu anhu wrote a letter back to Muawiyah. He said, send him to Medina, but make sure you honor him because he is a great companion of the Messenger of Allah, and he was beloved to the Messenger of Allah. So he comes to Medina, and him and Uthman have a discussion. Him and Uthman, obviously, he had a great immense of respect for Uthman radiallahu anhu. He loved Uthman radiallahu anhu. So Uthman radiallahu anhu speaks to him, and he says, okay, I will listen, but I will not stay in Medina. If you want me to remain quiet, I cannot stay in Medina. He said, why? He said, because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, oh Abu Dharr, when you see people building on the mountain of Sil'a, mountain of Sil'a is the mountain in Medina, and it's the mountain where around, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the battle of Khandaq, he kept his tent. So he said, when you see people building on the mountain of Sil'a, then leave Medina. He said, buildings are already erected there. So I will not stay in Medina, I will go out. So he went to a place called Rabada. Rabada is about 16 miles outside Medina. Now I honestly marvel at these narrations. Because subhanAllah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Abu Dharr, if you see people building on the mountain of Sil'a, then don't stay in Medina, it's better you move out of Medina. Imagine if the Messenger of Allah came back today. And he went to the Haramain, Sharifain. And soon as you walk, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ahabul biladi ilallah musajiduha, wa abghadul biladi ilallah aswaquha." The most beloved places to Allah are the masjid, and the most despised places are the marketplaces. And out of the most beloved masjids are the Haramain, Sharifain. And soon as you walk out of the Haramain, Sharifain, what do you see? MashaAllah. KFC, McDonald's, you know, Rado, all the latest brands. And the longest queue are who? Yeah, the UK guys and the Westerners. Longest queues in KFC. Long. And imagine, this is the most beloved place. And what do you see? You know, the most advanced kind of forms of hegemony, Western hegemony, in a place which capitalism, in the most Mubarak place that there is. So Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, now he leaves Medina and he goes to stay in Rabada. And Abu Dharr's house in Rabada was, subhanAllah, very simple. Because Abu Dharr was Abu Dharr. So one person came to Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, and he saw his house, and he said, Abu Dharr, where's all your goods? You know, where's all your furniture? It's very simple. He said, I have another house. The guy said, you have another house? He said, yes. He said, and all my possessions I've sent forward. He said, where's that house? He said, that house is in the Akhirah. He said, that house in the Akhirah, and I've sent everything there. And he said, you know, the owner of this house is not going to allow me to stay here for very long, but the owner of that house will allow me to stay there for eternity. And you know, wallahi, brought me back to the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Umar ibn Khattab, he came into the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he looked around, and there's hardly anything there. There's a few water skins, and there's a few other things, and the Messenger of Allah is lying down. And Umar looks around, and Umar tears up. And the Messenger of Allah said, Umar, what's wrong? And the Prophet, and Umar radiallahu anhu said, O Messenger of Allah, look at the Kisra and the Kaisra, the leader of the Romans and the Persians. Look at their lifestyle. Look at their lifestyle. Look at the lavish nature in which they live in. O Messenger of Allah, you are the beloved of Allah. And look what you have. La ilaha illallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting down and he sat up. And the mat that he was lying on was so rough that it left the imprint on the side of the Messenger of Allah. And he said, O Ibn al-Khattab, even you. O Ibn al-Khattab, O Umar, even you don't understand. My example is like a traveler who rests under a tree for a little while and then he moves on to his eternal abode. And when I read this narration of Abu Dharr, and I thought, subhanAllah. I said, gee, people that the Messenger of Allah created. The Sahaba were generally zuhad. They were generally people who lived a life of abstinence. But Abu Dharr was on a different level. Abu Dharr was the same Sahabi who called Bilal, Ya Ibn Sauda. He had got into an argument with Abu Dharr, with Bilal radiallahu anhu, and he said, Ya Ibn Sauda. He said, oh, you son of a black woman. So Bilal radiallahu anhu got offended and he went to the Messenger of Allah and he said, oh, Messenger of Allah, this man, Arab, thinks he's better than I am. And he insults me through my mother. And the Messenger of Allah didn't say, oh, Abu Dharr, the man who bought, you know, the entirety of the Ghifar, embraced, they all embraced Islam. The entirety of the Bani Aslam, one of the leaders of his tribe, the Messenger of Allah summoned him. And he said, oh, Abu Dharr, he said, Ya Abu Dharr, inna kamra'un fika al-jahiliyyah. Abu Dharr, you know that trait of yours, it has nothing to do with Islam, it's jahiliyyah trait. And what was Abu Dharr like, subhanAllah? Everybody makes mistakes. But the man is he who realizes he's made a mistake. And Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu went out and he lied down on the floor and he said, I will not stand up from here until Bilal comes and places his foot on my chest. Meaning he insults me, he degrades me. And when Bilal radiallahu anhu came, Bilal forced him up with his hands. And this had such an impact on Abu Dharr that the narration is in Bukhari, when he was walking with one of his slaves, and the slave was wearing exactly the same clothes as Abu Dharr. And they said, Abu Dharr, your slave seems to be better dressed than you do. And Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu said, I insulted a man through his mother. I insulted a man through his mother. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh, Abu Dharr, you are a man of jahiliyyah. And then the Messenger of Allah said, me, Muhammad, I am equally the son of a black woman as I am a white woman. Because Ummu Ayman, who breastfed the Messenger of Allah, was black. He said, that had an everlasting impact on me. And he said, the Messenger of Allah said to me, Ikhwanukum khawlukum. Your brothers are your khadims. Normally in the Arabic language, you would say, Ikhwanukum, khawlukum, ikhwanukum. Your khadims, your servants are your brothers. That's how you would normally say it. But if you want to emphasize then you turn it around. You put ikhwan, brothers first. So your brothers are your khadims. And this had an everlasting effect on Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. You know, the ajeeb thing about this, what did he say to him? He said, Yabna Sauda, you son of a black woman. What was his mother? His mother was black. He stated a fact. But just by you stating a fact, when you insult other people, when you upset other people, even that is not permissible. You know where people say, bro, you know me, what you see is what you get. I'm direct. Like now you have a license to say exactly what you want. It's not a good quality. What you see, bro, me, black and white, I say it like it is. What? So you got a license to insult people. You got a license to embarrass people. What Abu Dharr said, Ya Ibn Sauda, was a fact. His mother was black. But the Messenger of Allah still said, Imra, innaka imra'un fikal jahiliyah. Man, you are a person who has the trait of jahiliyah with you. Abu Dharr lived his life in Rabada. When Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu was passing away, his wife said, Oh, my husband, I don't have enough kafan to bury you. What am I going to do when you die? It's only his wife, that's all. Nobody else with him. She said, don't worry, Allah will provide. And Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu passes away. And his wife is now looking for somebody to dig the grave, some men to dig the grave, to bury her husband. The corpse is lying. She doesn't have enough kafan. So she's running around looking for somebody. If the body's left there for too long, it will rot. It's hot. So she's running around and then she sees a group of men. And they're riding towards Kufa from Medina. And she says to them, would you like to perform the janazah of a companion of the Messenger of Allah? The leader of this group of people was Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud said, of course. She said, who is it? She said, Abu Dharr. And the narration is mentioned that he began to cry uncontrollably. And then after a while, when he stopped crying, he began to smile. And they asked him, why are you smiling for? He said, because I heard the Messenger of Allah say, Abu Dharr, a group of Muslims will pray your janazah. So the Messenger of Allah said regarding those people who will pray the janazah of Abu Dharr that they will be Muslims. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu led the janazah of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, the man regarding who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you want to see the abstinence of Isa ibn Maryam in this ummah, then look at Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. And he stood on the janazah and then he began to cry. And he said, indeed what the Messenger of Allah said was truth. Ya Abu Dharr, tamshi wahda, wa tamutu wahda, wa tub'athu al-yawm al-qiyamati wahda. I heard the Messenger of Allah say, Abu Dharr, in this world you will walk alone. Abu Dharr, you will die alone. And on the day of judgment, Allah will resurrect you all by yourself. The truth, what the Messenger of Allah said regarding Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate the status of Abu Dharr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him a source of inspiration for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who understand the reality of the dunya and the akhirah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah reward the Messenger of Allah, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, for the inspiration for us. Barakallahu feekum, zakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi.